ethics waivers in the Trump administration are making government employees out of ex-lobbyists. A second set of disclosures released this week for over a dozen officials of government agencies in Washington led us to wonder whether similar situations can happen in Hawaii. We asked State Ethics Commission Director Dan Gluck for an ethics primer. He's in our studio today. Hi there.
Hi, Beth Ann.
So in this case, with what's happening in Washington, you have ex-lobbyists who are making an entrance into government and need the waivers to be able to do that. Not so much what happens in Hawaii.
Right. So the Hawaii State Ethics Commission oversees two areas of the law. The first is the ethics code, which applies to all state officials, including legislators and board and commission members. And the second is the lobbyist's law. So we oversee lobbying at the state legislature and also at state executive agencies. And so this question of government officials leaving their posts and then becoming lobbyists brings those two together. Now, our rules are different than for federal officials. In the federal government, there are restrictions on whether private lobbyists can then join the government.
And why we have this whole situation with the waivers.
That's exactly right. Hawaii doesn't have that rule, but we do have restrictions on what happens when a legislator leaves his or her office and then wants to lobby from there.
So why one but not the other?
That's a really good question. And, you know, we're always looking at new legislation, and it's certainly something that we may want to look at. Of course, from my own perspective, I was a lobbyist before joining the Ethics Commission. Now, I'm always sure if we're regulating other agencies, certainly I'm not going to personally oversee, the organization that my wife works for or that I used to work for, at least for a period of time. So we are careful about that, but it is worth looking at.
The idea that you take yourself wherever you go, you know who you've been talking to in the past, that has some potential conflicts for people, which is why we were talking ethics about it. But then the way in which you do regulate how lobbyists then are able to, or ex-legislators or anyone in government are able to become lobbyists, what happens? What do they have to do?
Sure. So if you're talking about someone who was a legislator and then left office, the individual has a one-year prohibition on lobbying the legislature for pay on behalf of somebody else. So let's say a state lawmaker leaves office. That person can still go testify in front of the legislature on his or her own personal time and their personal capacity. That's fine. The person can go to a nonprofit and say, hey, I want to volunteer for this nonprofit and I want to lobby for them. That's also fine. The thing that's prohibited, though, is that you can't go to a private corporation or a lobbying firm and accept money to be paid to then go to the legislature and lobby. So that's the main restriction on people leaving state employment. And it's actually true not only for legislators, but for state officials generally. There's a one-year prohibition on lobbying your own agency. And so for the legislature, it's the entire legislature. There's this one-year bar.
There are disclosure forms that have to be filled out. There are statements, and you have them on your website. You can go there and see who has filled one out very recently this month. What do you do when somebody doesn't fill one out?
Well, that's a good question. So the Ethics Commission oversees a number of different disclosures. So legislators and other state officials have to file financial disclosures. Those are due once a year. There are also gifts disclosures that have to be filed. And on the lobbying side, lobbyists have to register, and then they have to file expenditure reports several times a year. And information on all of these things is up on our website. And I also encourage people, anytime anyone has a question about Hawaii's ethics laws, you can call up and get confidential advice. We have an attorney of the day, so you can get advice usually that same day. So you can call up our office and speak with someone about any issues. Now, when it comes to filing disclosures or failing to file disclosures, that does happen sometimes. Usually what we want is we just want people to file their papers on time. And so we spend a lot of time sending out reminders ahead of time to people saying, hey, your disclosure deadline is coming up. Make sure to get it in on time. We would be absolutely perfectly happy and content if everyone could meet the deadlines. it doesn't always happen. So there are different rules for different kinds of disclosures, but the commission does have enforcement authority to charge people with ethics violations for failing to file the disclosures on time, and there are fines attached to that. So for the financial disclosures, for example, if people don't file on time, it can be a $50 fine and then $10 a day if they don't pay by a certain time after that. We've actually had, I think last year, we had people paying upwards of $1,000 for not paying on time. We think it's a somewhat of a silly thing to do when you know what the deadline is and you can just get it in on time. So we really hope people can meet their deadlines.
But that also brings the point up that maybe it's not taken as seriously as you would like them to take it. They think, well, it's $50 or $10. Who cares? But the point that you have to go chase them, which takes some of your time. They have to just fill it out and get it to you. On average, do you have to chase lobbyists a lot to get them to be able to do this, even when they get to the point where they're paying a fine of $1,000?
You know, generally, no. And the fines of $1,000 were actually for a couple state officials who didn't file their financial disclosures on time. Most people do end up filing on time. And actually, one of the really encouraging things out of this legislative session was that the legislature passed three bills, all of which will increase the fines for ethics violations. So we do know that the legislature is taking these things very, very seriously. And so, for example, there are three bills on the governor's desk awaiting his signature, but one of them would double the fines for a potential ethics violation from $500 to $1,000. And the fines for not filing financial disclosures and other disclosures also are increasing.
As you've now been out in the community for a little while as the head of the Ethics Commission, and as you've been asking people, hey, call us, if you've got a question, you mentioned that a little earlier in our conversation that you can always get to an attorney of the day. Because you're out now and doing so much outreach, are you having more people call you and say, hey, we got a problem with this or we might have a problem with that? Have you seen your volume increase?
I think so. And it's actually a nice feedback loop. So first off, any state agency, if they want training, they can call us and we can set up trainings. We do have trainings frequently throughout the year. And often people will come to the trainings and something will click and say, oh, there's a problem with my agency. Can you investigate? And so we'll go check those things out. So again, we do offer all of those services. We offer trainings. We do enforcement actions when necessary. But we're really hoping that people will call us in advance whenever there are issues and we can try and avoid problems before they start.
Without pointing fingers at anybody, because you can't do that, but are there certain issues that keep recurring where you think there could be an overarching issue that people just don't have a handle on when it comes to potential ethics violations?
You know, I think there are a couple areas that we always try and stress. So in the ethics code, when you're talking about state employees, there's a provision on confidential information. So people can't reveal things that they get in confidence at their workplace. There's a conflicts of interest law. So people have to be really careful that they're not taking official actions in their work capacity that are going to affect their own financial interests. And one of the big areas is what's called the fair treatment law, which is that people can't, or state officials cannot use their positions to get extra perks or extra benefits for themselves or someone else. So it means you can't use state equipment or state resources for your own purposes. You can't be selling or fundraising activities at work. Other things like that. When you go to work on state time, you get your state salary, you get your state benefits, but you should be focused on work and not these other activities.
And the flip side of that with lobbyists, anything in particular that has been crossing your desk because of lobbyist activities?
Well, I think the main thing with lobbyists is that they have to register if they meet certain requirements. And so right now the requirement is if you are paid to lobby and you do so 5 hours a month or more, that you have to register with us as a lobbyist and you have to file expenditure reports 3 times a year. So we do have to do a significant amount of education for people to remember to do that. And we also want to remind people that it's not just lobbying the legislative branch. It's lobbying the other executive agencies as well in their rulemaking procedures.
The fullness of what lobbying means.
Yes, absolutely.
Dan Gluck, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Dan Gluck is the executive director of the Hawaii State Ethics Commission and is its chief legal counsel. His job is to assist the commission in carrying out its constitutional mandate to administer the state ethics code and the lobbyist law and to oversee all of the commission's programs and activities.